Hey, Lord.
Straight up. Shrimp and grits or chicken and waffles?
I got dietary restrictions.
If you didn't, though, when you had no restrictions, you could eat it all. You shouldn't say when you could, when you were.
That damn shrimp and grits is different, bro. It's very different. My family from like the south, like the gutter of the south.
Right.
So them grits mean something. Waffles is a little like West Coast bougie shit, you know what I'm saying? It's good. It's great. I gotta go with shrimp and grits though. Got to.
Ooh, that's rough for me. Cause me, I like my fucking grits sweet.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I like my grits sweet.
It's no wrong way or right way to have grits.
But I love shrimp and grits. But then on the flip side, chicken and waffles, like I only eat Roscoe's chicken and waffles. I don't fuck with everybody's. Cause everybody be trying to do some weird shit with it. And Roscoe's waffles is different, nigga.
Very true.
I heard them shits is made with cake batter.
Yeah, I believe that.
So I'm gonna have to go chicken and waffles, but you know where I'm going.
Roscoe's.
To get them shits, right.
This is a spot called Lolo's.
I heard about that shit,
you
know, too.
Roscoe's,
I gotta try it.
You gotta go to Arizona, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Of course. Roscoe's on the monopoly out here. On everything.
Fried shrimp and grits. Fire. Real shrimp and grits. Better.
Yeah, I like the grill.
Yeah.
I like the grill.
Yeah.
I ain't had the fry.
No.
Nah. That sounds
fire.
Woo! You bringing this in?
Hell yeah, I am. What's good, y'all? It's Durag Discussions here. It's your boy, Ted.
It's Bryce.
Man, we back.
Yes, sir.
For the 1-5.
Mm-hmm.
6, if y'all can pick up what I was putting down.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Season 6, we here.
Yeah.
With the premiere.
Live and direct.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, I wanted to give a quick shout out, bro. Perfect way to start the season.
Hell yeah, straight up.
My best friend, shit, childhood friend for both of us.
Hell yeah.
My nigga Jared, man. Go Paddleheads.
Yeah.
In the minor leagues, he's a champion, y'all. He's
niggas
a champion.
Won that bitch.
So we clapping it up for him, bro. Anybody that followed me on social media, you know I was going nuts last night. Going absolutely nigga bonkers. I watched as much as I could. I got off work, caught it by, I think, the second inning. In the first inning, they was up 7-0.
Third.
Okay, yeah.
Third.
The third.
Then they went 11-0.
Yep, they went 11-0, like two innings after that. Then ended up 14-1. My nigga Jared, bro, I'm so proud of this nigga,
hell
man.
Yeah.
Ended up top 3 on the team in home runs.
Oh, yeah.
Top 3 on the team in RBIs.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, like, he deserves it because of all the work he puts in, bro. He's so disciplined. He the most disciplined out of our friend group by far.
Yeah.
Like, he stayed the course, you know, forever. So.
The most that anybody, huh?
More than anybody, bro. We was talking about that this morning, me and my boy Mully and him. Cause we was like the original, like, if anything else fell through, nigga, us three gonna be nigga tight.
Oh, yeah.
Since, like, middle school.
Yeah, Odyssey days.
Yeah, bro, since, like, sixth grade. Like, that's when we first linked up, like, as a group, us three, and that's when, like, the trio became the trio, but, nigga, I met Jared probably third grade. Mm-hmm. And he was younger than us, and, like, this shit was big for him, of course, but then also for me, because, like, that's how we met was baseball. Mm-hmm. Like, we met on the field. Like, I was already at practice. They're like, oh, we're bringing up this kid. He's younger, but he's killing everybody in the lower level. Like, so we just going to bring him up to our squad and our division. I'm like, all right, bet, cool. Met that nigga the first day, and then we joking around, fucking around. The nigga was just, like, the funniest nigga I knew, bro. Yeah, and, like, we just linked, right? Like, at that point, like, we just connected. So that's big. Like, it was dope for me to see that shit. Like, my man's got a ring, bro.
Like, a real one.
And I ain't seen everything, like, that all the work he put in. I've been there for a lot of shit that he been through and seen it firsthand. So, like, shout out to my nigga, man.
Crazy thing is, I met bro the same way that you met him.
Yeah.
But opposite. I was the young one being brought up to his team because I was killing niggas. I'll never forget.
I did not know that.
Yeah. On the Giants. They put me in as a pinch runner first game, bro. And he went up to bat. Back up, hit a bomb. I'm like, oh, we out of here. We out of here. I love this team.
For real.
All that to say, all right, congrats, my nigga. Shit.
For real.
I remember when bro didn't want to play baseball no more.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Put that shit down. His mom's wanting him to, Auntie Didi wanted him to play. Seen her in the store. She's like, you just need Jared to get back into baseball. Like, I'm trying to get him back, but he don't want to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he go back, he gonna be stuck.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Shit, that reminds me, that even, like, putting down these notes and doing shout out reminded me of a time, man, we was in, junior league. So, it's like right before high school.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this nigga was in the, like, throwing a no-hitter, bro. And I'm at second base. And nigga, I catch a grounder. And it's like, this might even be like the last inning of the game, bro. Mm. And they hit it to me. I scoop that bitch up. I throw it to first and miss. And if you know, at Victory Park, they got the brick wall behind the first base.
This shit deep.
So this nigga, like, the nigga comes around first because he thinks, like, the ball is gone. That bitch bounced right off the brick
and
wall.
Straight back.
And the first baseman get that bitch and tag the nigga out. I'm like, whoo. I'm like, if anybody was going to fuck it up, it cannot be your best friend, nigga. But that shit, we still laugh about that shit to this day, bro. That shit's hilarious. But I got off the phone with him this morning and Mully. And, my nigga's on his way back because they play Boise.
Yeah. So, I just thought about something. Like, I don't know how many games that I pitched that were fucked up because of fielding. So many more.
That shit's a hard shit to get a no-hitter, bro.
Bro.
That shit's hard.
Because it ain't all up to the...
You got to rely on everybody.
You know. Everybody.
Yeah, there can't be one fuck up out there.
Mm-mm.
No errors. Man, but I was so terrified. I'm like, oh, fuck. This nigga, I fucked this no hitter up. That nigga, that shit said, boom, right off the wall. And then he got that bitch. I'm like, oh, yes.
You're looking out, God.
Thank you, Lord. My nigga needed this.
Shit, I needed this too.
For real. For real. But shit, you know how we open it up, man?
Yeah, man.
Mental state. We want to go the week, or we want to go the whole Durag Discussions month.
Durag Discussions break.
Yeah, Durag Discussions break.
Shit. A whole lot has been going on.
Yeah.
Like a good amount, like outside, but more like internally type shit. I'm saying, just trying to like figure shit out. Definitely like a lot of spaces like for growth. Um, I'll say like the seven and a half.
Okay, that's solid.
I'll give it a 7.5. Hit me up.
I would have to say this break. It's been a lot of like a lot of work, but at the same time a lot of downtime. You know what I'm saying? So really I've been consciously and you know what I'm saying, intentionally trying to just focus on, you know, my self-care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making a lot of realizations on, you know, my reactions to stuff and really trying to consciously, like, step in front of negative shit and turn it into something positive, whether it be in my mind, whether it be in a situation, mm-hmm. whether it be, you know, interacting with someone. And shit, more times than not, I've been at a 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
and even the times I'm not, I'm still at like an 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say my average for that Dudorag discussions break will be a 9.5.
Mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I've been real solid, bro. Real solid.
Hell yeah.
Standing firm on my shit, man. And, you know, staying true to myself, bro. Staying true to myself more than anything.
I would say, like, just to piggyback on, like, the mental state thing, it's been, like, a very, like, shifting time. Like, a whole bunch of changes happening right now.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. This lady at the spot I work at last night told me that I don't know any more details after this, but Mercury is in retrograde
again.
Yes,
bro. What?
Like we talked about.
I thought we was cool on this shit for like another year at least. On? Like,
nah, bro. She said it's a long one too.
Hold on, I gotta look this shit up, bro. Hold
we got it right here, bro.
Let's see.
What the fuck is all that shit?
Damn. Pop-ups on pop-ups.
Man. Oh, yeah, this is the last one. September 27th.
Come on with this shit, bro. What?
Oh, wait, that shit say in 10 days.
Oh, it's about to be.
Yeah. I guess it's the pre.
Man, shit gonna start malfunctioning.
Whole bunch of shit already started malfunctioning.
Switching up again.
Whole bunch.
The 27th of September to October 17th. Oh. We back in this shit, bro. Nigga.
May 29th to June 22nd was some shit.
I thought this shit was over.
Yeah. That's fuck. A little cherry on top for that.
Yeah. Well, shit. That's some shit.
Yeah.
Well, here we go.
Yep.
Here we go. But first thing I wanted to start off this premiere debut episode with was we actually spoke about it on the last episode with Trey.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke on it actually and brought it up. But it's something that's been a running theme for us through season 5 and even before that. Our life as a service,
mm-hmm.
right? What does that entail for you? What does that mean?
Like, we're definitely all put here for like specific reasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like figuring out what that specific reason is and then fulfilling it. In a sense, for like my service, I feel like I could get to like younger kids easier, so I could be like my service to this world type shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? or just people in general, whatever.
We can kind of bridge that gap, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we understand the older generation, but at the same time, like, we play that middle ground where we can also reach the younger generation.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Act as a channel.
So we not OGs, but we also ain't YGs. Mm-hmm. So we just Gs. You know what I'm saying?
MGs.
MGs. Oh, I like that. I like that. But no, I feel you. Like, I feel like mine is exactly that, especially when coaching, because we have, of course, every team has those older coaches, you know what I'm saying? Where, shit, I'm the young coach, so I'm more of the player's coach, where I can speak to, reach, you know, put it in terms where, you know, the, I ain't gonna call them kids, where the young,
they're young men, kids. Yeah. They're young kids.
Where the young men, the that generation can kind of be more receptive to what I got to say. Mm-hmm. I could be saying the same thing as the older coaches.
Same exact shit.
But just in a whole different, with a whole different flip on it.
Yeah.
And with a whole nother switch.
Yeah. Probably so definitely when you present it, too.
Right, definitely.
Just knowing how niggas around that age react and actually caring about their reactions.
Right.
Some coaches know, or all coaches know. Some just don't give a fuck.
Right.
Yeah. Which is fine.
And then, like,
some coaches are that.
In that situation, shit, I'm just like, oh, you're talking about the coaches don't give a fuck.
No, I'm saying about, like, the reaction that they'll get, like, how they'll say shit.
Nah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, when I, like, I'll see, this week it's actually been more prevalent than anything, actually. I didn't even know this was going to go this way, but, one of the older coaches been, like, snapping on motherfuckers and losing it. And I find myself more often than not, like, usually I'm the one snapping, but I don't snap to just snap and then leave it at that. Like, I snap and then I'm like, do you understand why I just lost it, nigga? We're in week three, like.
Should have been
happy. Yeah, right. You still doing shit that you was doing in fall camp. Like.
Yeah.
So with that, like, I'm usually that. But then seeing him do that, I'm like, well, I'm not going to double down with that.
Yeah.
So I got to come with, look, you just got to do this. Be more physical, do this, whatever. Whatever the case is, trust the footwork, trust the technique, trust the scheme, whatever. But coming real calm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't want you shut down.
It's a different approach.
Right. It has to be.
Yeah.
Because that shit is just like, once, because I know me as an athlete, when that shit used to happen, I'm like, oh, they're ganging up on me. These niggas don't like me, blah, 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 blah. And it's never that, but you'll see that.
Yeah.
When you in the heat of war, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you like, man, these niggas broke tripping, bro. What the fuck?
Bull.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, like, I have to find myself, like, speaking to them as humans more than
football players.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But what do you do with that question of, like, is life a service, or life being a service? Not a question, but what do you do with that concept when it shows you a different path? You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we have an idea of, all right, yeah, this is what my purpose is, da da da.
Yeah.
But then,
at least so we think.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then at some point it hits you with that, ooh, I kind of like this on the side, or I kind of like this thing I'm doing on the side. I'm starting to like it more. Blah blah blah.
Or I just straight up can't do this over here no more, just because of, like, what life is, like,
right,
putting me through type shit.
Because it is changed.
Yeah, so I gotta go over here.
Like, life is different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, shit will change.
You will change.
Like, yeah, exactly. But to answer the question, like, what do we do with that service when, like, shit starts, not even necessarily hit the fan, but shit just starts to change? Shit. For me, sometimes that service just get put in a box, like, because I can't, like, affect the same, like, group in the same way. simply just from switching jobs. Can't connect to those young kids as like immediate or as like effective. I'm saying, because I was with them every day. It's more effective if you can do that shit every day than whenever you see the little motherfucker type shit. So sometimes that service gets put into a box if you, I mean, like when I let it, really depend on like circumstance though. Like,
that's true. I was actually going to say that, like, life, your life may require different shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause in all reality, like, in society these days, like, it's hard to get paid for a service along those lines. Mm-hmm. Teachers don't get paid well.
High school coaches,
middle school coaches, they don't get paid shit.
Some college
I'm
coaches.
Lucky enough, yeah, I'm lucky enough to work at a junior college, but like, even then, like, that doesn't do shit for me in the entire year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And even with training athletes, like, that's not as sustainable. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I found ways to facilitate, first of all, through this podcast, which I think is dope, but it doesn't make us no money yet.
Yeah.
And then with just facilitating, like, I'm starting to facilitate events, but with your moms, and just trying to gear that towards, you know, helping the community.
Yeah.
And that's like, I'm falling in love with that. Like, I'm literally putting a lot into that. Not money wise, just time and energy wise. You know what I'm saying?
More valuable than money, I feel.
Right.
Shit.
Absolutely. You're not wrong.
Yeah.
You're not wrong at all.
On the flip side, the service also, like, can just look different, but still have, like, the same effect on, like, those around you type shit. One, it could just be a different age group that you're born into. So you obviously got to change how you, like, approach the, like,
directly,
whatever situation can approach a 35-year-old man going through some shit as you approach a 9-year-old. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get shit done. And vice versa.
Right.
Like, it just, okay, looks different. Like, I'm trying to figure out, like, the words. It just, like, translates over, I guess. Like, you're two niggas speaking two different languages.
Yeah.
And you need a translator in the middle. Shit just, like, seamlessly goes through.
I have a Scrabble word in my head. But no, I get you. Like, the language has to change.
Yeah.
The way it's delivered has to change.
Like, the message, too.
Right. For it to be credible to that source.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, I feel you. But, in this book, we got 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. We're going to get book club started in this next week, too.
In this season, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But in this book, 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, Deepak Chopra.
Yeah. They state that currency derives from a Latin word meaning to run or flow. Money is a symbol of the life energy we give and the life energy we receive as a result of the service we provide to others. So it's just speaking on, it correlates money to energy, right? If money doesn't circulate, if you don't spend money, if you don't use money for certain things, it doesn't really come back to you. You know what I'm saying? You hoard money, you always end up finding something to spend it on. Always. So I would say, like, if it's not circulating, then it doesn't have any worth. The same thing with energy. You know what I'm saying? You get the energy that you give out. And if you don't give it out, then you don't get it back. Like, or you don't get it, period. Because it's not getting back if you ain't giving it out. So if we just held all our money and hoarded it, it would never come, only stay, just like our energy. So in terms of that, like,
I actually talked about this with Trey like 8 months ago or so. When we were talking about like investments and shit, the simple fact of like money that's not in motion is just wasted money. You know what I'm saying? As you said, or as the book said, continues to circulate.
So, right.
If it's stagnant, it loses its value. Like, it has, like, holds no value. If you got $1,000 in a shoebox, and you keep it there for 2 years. Don't put no more in, don't take none out. It's gonna still be $1,000.
Right.
Shit moves. Same, shit. A nigga can have a rack in a shoebox, take out $300, go put it in something, let it do a little backflip, let it come back just off of it. Simply just moving it from one place to another type shit.
Right.
Going into this energy shit, I'm gonna put this, like, take this on to like a more personal level, just with like the whole COVID shit. Just being in the house with the same, like, spiritual beings for so long, like, you gotta learn how to balance out that energy, or else one, you're gonna be burnt out, or two, you're gonna be like just overwhelmed. Like, for instance, niggas some days just wanna stay in the room.
Right.
For hours type shit. If you come out the room, you don't feel as up as you did the day before. Whereas as if you like had breakfast with the fam, y'all did some shit throughout the day, like the vibrations aren't as like frequent, you know what I'm saying? Or as high. For me, like, I've kind of learned how to like pick my own energy up in a sense, to a certain like extent.
Right.
Because you still need others around you to like fill your bucket up. So I learned how to like manage and like get myself up if I'm down type shit. Not necessarily having to rely on like other sources of energy to like pick me up. Sometimes it can be a bad thing though. But like to isolate, just like be by myself and shit.
I do the same thing. Yeah. Like, one thing I've like in this whole, you know, break for me, it's been like I'm isolated, but at the same time, I'm not isolated just sitting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In my thoughts, in my, I'm inviting new perspectives, I'm inviting new, you know what I'm saying? I'm staying open-minded with things that could happen. Anything that may affect my mood or my energy or my vibrations, I block those out. Like, if I start to have a little idea of something, I'm like, nah, you're not doing that. And I'll pick up a book. Like, I've been reading, right now I'm reading like 3 books. And I bought like
12.
Yeah, bro. Damn near. Yeah, I think I have like 8 right now that I just bought. And I've actually picked up a couple of them and started them. I'm like, nah, this ain't what I need right now, though. So I'll go back and, like,
pick something else up. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But, nah, this 7 spiritual laws of success has been, it's a light read, too, at that. So it's not as,
literally,
like,
and figuratively.
Right. So it's that's kind of been keeping me occupied, but this shit about to be done with. Like, I've like read this for 3 days and I'm damn near through it. Like, it's like 70 pages or something, right? But yeah, like, that's been like, it's just a very straightforward, like, this is it.
Yeah, and it's what you need.
And it's clear. Yeah. Right. It's clear. It's not like a complex, like, you got to dig deep into it. Yeah,
trying to figure out what they're talking about.
This is it. Mm-hmm. And that's that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But an example I did have was, like, if we hoarded, if everybody in the world decided, I'm not going to spend money, I'm not going to receive any money, I'm going to just hold my money, right? What would be the worth of it?
Kind of be worthless.
Exactly.
Because money is something that us as humans, like, seemingly are always, like, seeking after.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a driving force.
Right.
Just because it could get passed around, and there's so much of it to get passed around. Niggas want to just hold their shit. There's society, honestly, we have to change, because ain't nobody gonna be spending nothing. This world cannot operate without that, because we relied on it for so long.
Type right.
You know what I'm saying? That's just all niggas. Literally, look at everything around you right now, minus the trees and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, shit. Some of these trees cost money to plant too.
Yeah.
Water.
Everything would just go dead,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
It looked like I Am Legend in this motherfucker.
Yeah, niggas. Money, straight up. Everything around your needs, like, cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, for it to operate or to be wherever.
And now ask the same question in a different light.
Mm-hmm.
What would it be like if every single person held their energy to themselves, hoarded their energy?
Hmm. Shit.
Damn near no growth.
Yeah, literally. Damn, I was about to say damn near the same thing. It literally sucked the life out of, like, the world, because energy exchange is like second to none. Mm-hmm. Amongst, like, when it comes to like bonding and exchanging and shit.
Right.
You can't even, like, talk to somebody without giving them energy, or your energy, whatever energy you're feeling, you speak it. The other person's gonna feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, what I say, like, what's good, nigga? Or I'm like, what's good, nigga?
Right. It's a different energy, yeah. Right there. It's a whole different vibe.
Niggas wouldn't even be able to talk to nobody. If niggas just held the energy to themselves, we'd be quiet as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no music.
There would be no books.
No books.
There wouldn't be, like, I feel like
it. Literally nothing would happen. Nothing.
Yeah. The biggest way I learned, it's through other people.
Mm-hmm.
I was never one to really soak it in from the classroom. And if I did, it was because it was a good teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And their point of view and the way they approached that knowledge or whatever, or gave out that knowledge, was what hooked me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Very few times in the classroom did I, like, oh man, yeah, this is really, capturing me.
Yeah, like, I really got my attention.
And even then, if it wasn't the teacher, it was what was written.
Mm.
And that comes from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This place would be weird as hell.
So I feel like, even when we're isolated and by ourselves and doing shit like that, and like we both are subject to self-isolation, we're still listening to music. We're still reading.
Mm-hmm.
We're still watching something on the television. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Bringing
that someone else's perspective, somebody else's experience, someone else's.
I gotta change my statement then, because it's not even really me that gets, like, my energy back up from by myself. I this was music or something.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I gotta take that,
someone else.
Take that back. Yeah.
Someone else's perspective or experience or whatever that is, whatever be the case.
Yeah.
But then coming back to the purpose, like, you even said this just now, like, your purpose could be a lot broader than you think.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? we all try to make these plans on how our life should go. Like, I hear people all the time, like, when I was down bad, when I first moved back, like, when I was struggling, when I was deep in, like, a depression, because I'm like, shit's not happening and panning out the way I want it. Right? And that's what made it hard for me. People be like, bro, you just gotta plan out. Like, everything I've done, it's been in the plan. Like, and I'm like,
bullshit.
That's hard to believe, bro. Because I've been planning, if I plan some shit out, for me specifically, that's why I kind of go just with the flow now. Go with the day, go with the opportunities that come my way, is because, like, when I've sat and tried to make a plan for my life or plan for my week or plan for this, something always gets in the way. Mm-hmm. Not to say I'm not going to go through that and try to, you know, figure it out, because you don't have to regardless, but there's more opportunity for disappointment. One thing I've learned in, like, this shit, realization of myself and all this shit, is, like, really with reading, I've learned, because I've been studying different, well, I've studied before, because I went to a Catholic high school, so we had a religion class and we had a world religions class. We studied all religions.
Everything, yeah.
And that's where I decided, like, okay, yeah, I'm not with the religion, but I am with spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do believe there's God. I do believe there's one entity, there's one
being. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's control of all of it, and that's just it. Like, he's control of it. I'm already part of the plan. His plan don't fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His plan stays on course.
Yeah.
So I've just had to realize, like, all right, well, what comes to me will come to me, because it's already in God's plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of how I've been moving. I know you love to make plans, though.
I do. It's just satisfying for my brain.
Right. I think that's just like a different... difference in personality more than anything. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a right or wrong thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I also, like, feel the same way. Plans do get fucked up, like, all the time. Like,
for real?
All the time. I just have to stop stressing about my plans not going the way that I wanted them to go, the way I thought they should go. Even going into, like, the smallest thing of waiting for Travis or waiting to, like, go somewhere.
Right.
Just, like, this is the delay on purpose. Like, we're supposed to still be here, or not on the way yet, or not there yet type shit.
I gotta feel this moment.
Yeah, so let me calm down. Stop being so fucking antsy. That's me with work, which I think is a good thing. But still, I don't like being late.
Yeah. I feel like that was me in a lot of situations before. Like, I would, like, try to be on time, try to do this. I know I got all these things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is in my plan. I got to get dressed at this time, get off on the road at this time. Da, da, da. Then I get there, and then I'm not even enjoying an enjoyable moment because I'm stressed about how my plans didn't work out for me on how I set up, how I wanted it to be set up.
This moment right here, by the time I got here, there was a whole bunch of other stuff I thought was going to happen.
Right.
Or a whole bunch of stuff I didn't expect to happen.
Mm-hmm. And then coming to realize, like, looking back, like, but everything worked out just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still stressed about, fuck, this shit didn't go my plan.
Yeah, I thought it was. Yeah.
This was not part of the plan.
Yeah. At all.
But everything's fine. Like, I should be enjoying myself. But now my mood is fucked up because...
it's not what I thought was going to be fucking happening.
Right. But... I think it's, like, one thing I read... I don't even know if it was in this book. I think it was in... the Gita.
Never heard of it.
That's the... Oh, I don't want to misspeak, though. It's like, Here, let me look it up so I'm not... But the Gita, I don't want to miss say it. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita. It's one of the Hindu scriptures. So I guess there's multiple. But
what you mean, like scripture? Like they got like the Gita is a book.
It's a book.
Okay,
but it still is like. Just like how the Bible has like verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, verse, like it's numbered just like that.
Okay.
But the one I have is it's like a English translation version. So it has those. It's kind of hard to understand, but then it gives you for like each book, what would be in the Bible. It stops and it gives you like the author's analysis of it and like, basically dumbed down for the English language. But in that it spoke about like, it's about where you end up, not how you ended up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, like, we're so caught up in, caught up in like, one thing that it tells us, is that we should go about our actions, right? Our duties towards what our purpose is, you know, towards service, towards whatever the purpose is, but not look for no reward, not look for the end goal, just do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Things will come to you as they come to you. But, no, what were you about to say then?
One of two things. One, I'm sure, just like millions of other people in this world, I'm an overthinker.
Oh, yeah.
Overthinking also pushes out overanalyzing situations, which also pushes out, like, not like, what's another word for that? Being let down.
Disappointment?
Disappointment. It leads to disappointment.
Right.
Because you put these expectations up. Just off of what you got going up top, got going on top. End up hurting yourself more.
The vision of what you think, how shit's going to unfold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes on, like, same lines. Like, just go about your duties, purpose, do your service, and don't worry about, because everybody has their service. Spoke about Arjuna. He was like an archer. His family's going crazy. Shout out to Will Smith for this, too, because I wouldn't have even known about this scripture. I wouldn't know about none of this that interview.
Yeah.
But he has a dope interview out. I wish I knew. I think the guy's name is Jetty. He has a podcast or something like that. But what Will Smith does, and Jada Smith, they study multiple religions. So they've read the whole Quran. They've read the Gita. They've read the Bible. They've read all these different scriptures and things, which I think is dope because me, the way I think is spiritually. So I want to see what everyone's perspective of God is. Because that's the one constant in all of these things.
God.
Is God.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, like, when you get to atheists and Scientology, you know
what I mean? Let's not talk about that.
Which I won't really indulge in. But anything that's going to speak to God or a higher power, I'm with.
I was just going to say real quick. Inside Scientologists in O-Town, don't play.
Oh, what you mean?
Them niggas don't play. Bro, they'll be in the suit right there on the corner of, and they be all over Fair Oaks and Colorado, all like the whole little block right here. They're like, do you believe God? I'm like, I'm just trying to go get some food. I don't got time for all this right now, man. I ain't finna persuade me to come over here.
Right. Like, not with this chance. Conversation.
But no,
so yeah, like he spoke about the story, and then I read it because that's like literally how the scripture, how the Gita is opened up, is with this story of Arjuna, right? Mm. Master archer, best archer in the world, right? And his family is setting up a war against each other.
Mm.
So he gets to pick his warriors. Then part of his family is on the other side with, you know, this clan, that clan, whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to a point where he's looking at both sides and he's like, he's seeing his teachers, he's seeing his family, he's mm-hmm. seeing my uncle, my, you know what I'm saying, my cousins on here with my side.
Yeah.
But then his brother's on the other side. Yeah. Like, so it's like, And he decide, and like, he's sitting with God in his chariot.
Mm.
Like, his, I guess, like, higher power, whatever. I don't really understand, but that's, like, basically God in his chariot.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just not gonna fight. And he's a warrior, right? Mm-hmm. And God's like, nah. That's your duty. You gotta do that. Like, you gotta lead this war, your warriors.
Yeah. No army that you didn't
have. Exactly. You gotta lead them. You gotta do what you gotta do. And not worry about what's gonna happen. Like, cause the other side tried to like strip his wife down, tried to like take everything from him, raided his home.
Yeah.
All this shit, right? He's like, no, you gotta fight. Fuck the bullshit. This is your duty.
That's right. That's why you're here.
That's why you're here.
Yeah.
On this earth, that's why you're here. So it was like, that ended up unfolding in the scripture as like, it said like, you can do things right and shit goes wrong. Right? And Will Smith, he said this in an interview. You can do shit wrong and everything pans out right.
Yep.
Right and wrong with, you know, quotations.
In quotes, yeah, in quotes.
Is there really a right or wrong way?
You don't know.
You know what I'm saying? It might be against what you've been told, what you're used to.
Or what you've seen with somebody else.
But that may not make it right or wrong.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll ask you that question. So is there truly a right or wrong way to do things? Because in our mind, or in my mind, I think like, any mistake I've made, any fucked up situation I went through, any bad experience, quote unquote, has become, I just take it as a lesson at this point with growth.
Yeah.
At first, like in the moment, I'm like, fuck, this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, this is failure right here. But like every piece of failure, it's all about like taking that as like, okay, well, I know how to not be in that place.
I know what not to do.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So is there really a right or wrong way to do things? Or go about your life, I would say.
My answer is yes and no.
Yeah, there's a, I mean, there's a fine line. It's obviously for sure. Shit.
Nah, like, definitely.
Obviously some shit you can do wrong. Like, you want the simplest example. You know not to cook no damn like waffle in the waffle maker for 10 minutes. That shit gonna be black as your shirt and hat. You know what I'm saying? But like, simple shit like that, obviously. But
or
like, with like life experiences,
yeah.
I say, hell no, nah, because it all comes down to that E word, bro. Everything that we have come to know is from either our experience, somebody else's experience. It's trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody would try that shit, nobody would know what the end result would be. And the end result ain't gonna be the same for everybody, like you just said.
This way.
Aha. Yeah, boy, got that.
But not
yes or no. There's not a right or wrong way necessarily.
And I think it turns into maybe some people may see, like, their perspective may be like, well, it was the wrong way because it's still going wrong. Mm. It's like, but then what was the reaction to, did you shut down once you thought, oh, I'm going the wrong way?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the after effects.
Exactly. Yeah. But even then, shit changes in an instant. It may seem long, but shit starts looking up. And when opportunities arise, bro, you gotta take them. Hell yeah, that shit's hard to do. Especially when you don't know what that could be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's like the biggest thing for me is like, or was for me, because I would be so hesitant with like, oh, I don't know. Like, But I feel like when you feel that, that's your heart telling you, like, there's two different feelings, you know what I'm saying? There's a feeling of, like, hell no, this shit go, like, there's a lot of resistance, not from me, but from, you know what I'm saying?
Just the outside.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And then there's resistance from you. You're like, well, I don't know. I just can't trust it. But you got to trust something.
Or else it ain't going to happen.
And I think it's just easier for me to do that and say that because, like, nigga, I know, shit, if I'm not happy with the situation I'm in, I'm going to take the first
thing moving on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But I've also learned to stick out the shit that I know that my heart pulls me to.
Yeah.
And the people. And the journeys and the, and no, I'm like, yeah, this is gonna be a long journey, but you know what? I love this shit.
No.
My passion's gonna take me through it rather than, fuck, I gotta go do this shit. Fuck, I gotta deal with this. I gotta deal with this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Change of like this, like, the approach.
Yeah.
Literally, the approach.
And then some things make it easier to approach because you love them and enjoy them. And find that good feeling from it rather than doing something each day and you're like, I don't know if this is taking me nowhere though. I don't feel like I'm getting better. I just feel like I'm doing some shit that I'm better at most people. But I ain't growing from this shit.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. Like, you gotta find shit that helps you grow and helps you feel like you're getting challenged.
Start taking shit for a grain of salt.
Yeah, because when you don't get challenged, then you're going to feel stagnant. You're going to feel...
If you got that competitive nature as such.
That's true.
Absolutely. Some niggas love that shit. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Even this like simple fact of like not leaving the city.
Mm.
Not leaving the city is also like going to Vegas and coming back. That don't count. But yeah, like not getting out the city. Yeah, not seeing what's beyond these four walls that you see around this place type shit.
That goes back to just learning from experiences.
Yeah.
Like I know here when I'm in this city, bro, not that there's nothing here for me, but I've seen more, so therefore I know that there's more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to go and experience more. I want to travel more. But it's not always available.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But what I can do is try to... Like, I love television. I actually love reading books now, which is a statement that I never thought I would get to.
Mm-hmm.
But... their experiences from other people. You know what I'm saying?
And
what you can do is like through searching through shit and finding stuff on the internet and finding different books, like you find these experiences and perspectives and opinions of people from different places, but they can still be right along the same lines
of
what you believe. You know what I'm saying?
$17.50
Exactly.
Wrote some shit in the book. That's still some niggas
hit you.
Yeah. Right in your chest.
Man. So yeah. Straight out. But take us to your segment, bro.
Oh yeah. This is a bittersweet moment.
Yeah.
This is the commencement ceremony for our wonderful segment of Props and Ops.
Props and Ops.
Yeah. We got first one more.
And last?
Yeah.
You never know. We might come back with like three episodes.
We'll
but
see.
It's not going to be as consistent.
Yeah.
We're going to try and find something else to fit that space.
You just take the foot off the gas off that.
Yeah.
Even though we love it.
We love it. We love it. Positive, and we love the
negative. Not so positive.
Yeah.
So the op this week, or yeah, op.
Mm-hmm.
Op this week is a motherfucking Met Gala. Met Gala chef, to be specific. I don't know bro's name, but the Met Gala.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Kiki Palmer was the hostess of the event. She put a picture of the food that they serve.
Of a bird's meal. A bird would have tore that shit up.
Yep. If a bird and a rabbit went out to dinner,
that's what
they would have ate great that night.
Yes.
We ain't birds or rabbits. It looked bad. It looked horrible. It was straight, like two little things of vegetables and like some quinoa or some shit.
Beans.
Like, some beans. I don't know what the fuck it was. But
I ain't seen nothing, not one little kernel of pepper on that
nothing.
Shit.
There's nothing wrong with, like, oh, it was plant-based meals. Nothing wrong with plant-based meals at all.
Mm-mm.
At all. But when you're paying 40 to 50 racks for a ticket.
A seat?
Like.
At a table?
Tables are racking in anywhere from 275 to 500,000. Better not serve me no goddamn vegetables on no plate, man.
Hell no.
Like, what, man?
Hell no.
What is this nigga's name? Hold on. I got you.
I need a ribeye, bro. I should be able to pick from the menu.
At least a filet or something.
Damn. Y'all didn't send out, like, you know when you go to a wedding, right? You're like, you want the fish, the chicken, or the steak. That's what they should have fucking done. Throw a chicken breast on there. Something, bro. Like,
something.
Fuck. I'd have been hot. And I know niggas was hungry in there.
So many people walked in there saying they was hungry. Well, niggas don't eat because they eat dinner there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Tiana Taylor, she was in a little runway, or a little, not runway, a little red carpet interview. She was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm here. I'm hungry. I only had some Pringles or some shit. Cause she was looking forward to eating. Kiki Palmer told her that the shit was plant-based this year. She was like, yeah, somebody need to turn me around. I need to leave.
Oh,
this man.
That ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah. Marcus Samuelson.
Samuelson?
Samuelson.
Marcus Samuelson.
Swedish Ethiopian chef.
Mm.
This nigga won Top Chef.
Yo, is that the nigga I think it is, bro? Hold on.
I'll show you a picture, bro.
Yes! That nigga, bro! Wow!
Yeah, this is it. A little corn, tomato, bean.
This one piece of broccoli?
Is like a little baby head of lettuce. I don't know what kind of lettuce that is, because that's like purple. Or purple lettuce. Brown lettuce. I don't know. That shit don't look appetizing, though.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
But I know fine dining be, you know, better than it looks.
This ain't fine. The food might taste
But you know what?
Great.
That's not enough food for no grown man or woman.
Grown person, period.
Like.
This is not it, brother.
Yeah, that's craziness. Got three slices of zucchini.
I literally was about to say that.
Wow. And the fork and knife are just laid on.
Just laid on that bitch. You see that shit?
Eat this shit. I'm dead. Yeah, I knew exactly what you're talking about when you said Ethiopian. I'm like, yeah, I know exactly who that is, bro.
Yeah.
I know exactly who that is.
Yeah. But Proc this week.
Already mentioned my boy, man.
The champ. The champ is here.
Yeah. Mr. Akins, bro. Jared Akins.
Pasadena local, baby.
Pasadena legend.
Pasadena legend, man.
I'm Akins, straight up.
My brother. It's the beginning of the journey, bro. I'm here for it.
Yeah.
You deserve it all. Enjoy this. Celebrate it. Shit. God put you in this here situation, bro. So live that shit up, bro. Yeah.
Props to you.
And I know you will.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. Go paddleheads.
Go paddleheads.
Missoula.
Hey, Missoula.
Bro, Missoula! I'm over here. I watched that whole game, right? I'm posting on my story and shit. And the paddleheads, whoever run that social media, that's my nigga.
They was fucking with you.
They was fucking with me. We had a whole DM thread and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, so when's Jared coming in? He's like, oh, he's not in the lineup today. Well, he was yesterday. Like, that's the thing about having good players. Like, we can't play them all. I'm like, man, it's all good, though. My nigga gonna get a ring. I'm like, they do get a ring, right? He's like, this is the ring from 2015. He's sending me pictures and shit. I'm like, let's go, nigga. I'm like, my nigga's on. He finna get one of them. Because at this point, it's like 13-1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's curtains. Three innings left is curtains. They're not catching them.
Nah, not for 13 runs.
And I knew that because there was a moment where they like went dead. And it was like 11-1. And it was dead. It was just quiet. And I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
I hope these niggas don't start smacking them in. And bro, these niggas came up to bat. Missoula came up to bat, bro. Homeboy hit a triple. Motherfucker went up to try and catch that bitch off the wall, ran into the wall, dropped it, had to go pick up the ball. He got to the third, nigga took it all the way home.
Inside the Parker?
Yes.
Woo!
And then the next play, bro, next batter up, bing, over the wall.
Woo!
I'm like, yes, sir.
You're ringing.
Psych, nigga, y'all
ringing.
Thought,
ringing
y'all thought it got quiet in here.
Missoula!
Man, Missoula! And I got my paddleheads hat on right now, bro. I wore it the entire game. I had my shirt off in the crib because it was hot as fuck. I'm wearing the hat still. Shout out them boys, man.
Yeah.
Shout out them boys, bro. And I need my nigga to show me. I need to see that ring, bro. I'm so happy my nigga got a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
I was telling, because we was on FaceTime this morning. Me, my boy Brandon, and Jared. And we like, and I was actually telling Brandon before Jared got on the FaceTime, I'm like, nigga, at least one of us got a ring, nigga. He like, on me, like, we all as a unit.
Exactly. We got this motherfucker. Shit.
For real, so, nigga, that's how I really felt. I'm walking around the house after the game ended.
Still
trying to calm down, like, nigga, it's bedtime. I'm running around. Walking around the house, like, look, nigga, let's go, nigga. Let's go, nigga. We on. Like, I ain't took a shower after work yet. I'm like, nigga, we on, nigga. Ooh, I had to put some fucking lavender in the damn shower to calm down. I'm like, nigga, my adrenaline is too up right now to be going to bed. Like, I need to relax. But, nigga, nah, bro. That shit was big, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit's big. And, that's one thing about me, bro. Like, if I really, like, if you really my nigga, if I really fuck with you, right? Like, a lot of people out here, like, no shots fired at all. But a lot of people, like, we know a lot of people that are in the league, in the NFL, you know what I'm saying? In the NBA. But a lot of people will go and, like, post this shit, celebrate this nigga, do this, do that. And don't even really be close with that motherfucker like that. And by all means, that's fine.
Do your thing, yeah.
But that's not me.
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, I know David Long. I know Miles Bryant. I know all them niggas, bro. But not well enough to be like, oh, nigga, this...
It's my real from the
you
city.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, nah, bro. Like, but Jared, bro, that's like my day one, nigga. Yeah. Nitty gritty. We done went through it all.
Yeah.
Nigga was right by my side through a lot of my life, bro. And a lot of niggas, I mean, yeah, it's the minor leagues, nigga, but nigga, Missoula, paddle-headed, nigga. Like, you feel me? Like, that's a big win, nigga. Period.
And he went
it's professional baseball.
Right. So that's how I feel. Like, I wouldn't give nobody else that praise that I gave on my social media last night. I was going crazy. You know me. I was going crazy. But you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to fake the funk just because, like, I know a nigga. Nah, nigga, this is my nigga. Like, this is my brother right here. Like, I was almost in tears watching that shit. And he didn't even play.
That was a crazy part. I was just trying to look at
it. I watched every moment of that shit because I wanted to be a part of that moment. Mm-hmm. And actually, you know what I'm saying? Be a part of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. My nigga's all the way in Montana. Like,
obviously, the nigga didn't.
He goes off to work, nigga, in baseball. I don't hear from the nigga.
For months,
For months,
yeah,
nigga.
Put that head down and grind.
For months. And I know what he's doing. Like, he's hard at work.
Yeah.
He's trying to get right. And, like, I saw a post recently saying, like, your best friend deadass be the nigga you talk to the least.
The least.
Straight out.
Then that.
And I felt that for real. Yeah. But you know what? Whenever, like,
you know what
my
is.
Nigga's back in town next
week.
You know
week, what it is.
You know what the fuck it is, nigga.
Pick back up right
I might there. Fuck around jumping my nigga's arms. My nigga's a fucking champ, nigga. Oh, everything, bro.
That trophy was looking nice.
Man, the trophy was big as shit. They brought that bitch out. I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Motherfucking humongous. Yeah,
ass piece of glass sticking out of it.
So, yeah, bro. Shout out to my nigga, man. Shout out my nigga, man. He deserve every bit of that. Ain't played well all season.
Yeah. Well enough to not have to play in a damn shit game.
Right.
Like,
they said, you got the day off, brother. Go chill out. Go relax. Watch us take this home. And they did that, bro. They did that. So, big ups.
Yeah.
Mental state for the past 24, my guy. Oh, your mom's, she had a 9-5 today. She
said, yeah.
We got to state that.
Yeah.
We got to state that.
Shit been smooth. A3.
Okay.
You like A3.
Past 24. Man, I'm at a 10.5, nigga.
Oh yeah.
My nigga won a ring, nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You broke the scale.
Broke the scale, you know what I'm saying?
BTS, nigga.
And
damn.
Above all else, nigga, I just been on, nigga, cloud 10 as well. Just living, bro.
Yeah.
Not fazed by the ups and downs. You know, just staying consistent and being open-minded and accepting all opportunities.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And just staying level-headed and stable. So, 10.5. You know what I'm saying?
There we are.
Lifestyle tip, advice, shout out, challenge, anything we got for this debut episode of season 6.
I'll start this season off with my tip being drink more water.
Yeah. Take a sip of water as you say that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, Hans wants some water too.
I know, shit, that shit. Leaking. Mine would be, I think this is from this book. It's like the fourth reference. Seven Laws of Spiritual Success. Don't waste energy chasing the illusion of happiness. Enjoy happiness in the moment. In the process, there's ups and downs, right? Enjoy that. Find the enjoyment in the moment.
Yeah, trust that.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't enjoy this moment, how you going to enjoy the moment that you're actually working for?
Yeah.
And you'll never be satisfied if the only way you think is, shit, I got to get through this. Sit and be still and enjoy it for a minute, man. There's a lot of shit going wrong. There's a lot of shit that's gone wrong. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm on 10.
Living, breathing. Got everything I need. A shelter. I got food. I'm good.
It's crazy.
Celebrate the moment.
Think another day. All right.
us as like Americans, mm-hmm. quotes. Yeah, you can call them American. But we're like really like privileged.
Yeah.
Like, even when we feel like everything is hidden fan, we're privileged to have those things that have the possibility of hitting the fan. You know what I'm saying? That's it. We're
for
privileged.
Real, bro.
We're privileged. It's a lot better than what we think it is.
Do you know what that made me think of? We privileged enough to flush our shit down the toilet.
And never have to even think about it again.
You never have to see it, think about it, none of that. You don't even have to see it if you don't want to. Like,
ever.
It's gone.
Yep.
In Mexico, nigga, we had to wipe our ass in Mexico and put that shit in the trash. You can't flush toilet paper down the trash.
What?
Yes, bro. And I ain't find that out till about the third day I'm down there. I'm flushing like, shit. Y'all niggas got me fucked up. I already been flushing the shit, so. I mean, fuck. Like, no harm, damn. No foul at this point. Damn. As in, like, but you feel me? Yeah. It's those little things, small bro, like that you would never even think about.
I was taking a shower last night. Like, damn, thank you, God, for giving me, like, warm water. To warm water. Shower.
And you know what? In the same trip, bro, I'm thinking my shower in my hotel room mm-hmm. had no warm water. So I was taking cold showers. Because I just, like, there's no labels on the handles. So I'm turning the handle. I'm like, and it just took a minute to get warm. But I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, I knew it was going to take a minute. So yeah. I'm sitting there and I, like, the first 2 days, I'm sitting there waiting on it. And my mind had just, like, clicked and been made up that, like, this was the hot one for whatever fucking reason.
And I ain't got no hot water.
I ain't got no hot water, bro. I'm like, fuck it. All right. Ain't no hot water. Like, it's cool. I'm taking cold showers. And it's hot outside, duking, so I'm okay. Out, yeah. But still, I'm like freezing, nigga. Yeah. Like, I gotta go step outside yeah. just to defrost.
I need to hurry
like,
up and get out this
exactly.
motherfucker.
Tell me why the last day, bro, before I leave. I'm like, let me try the other one.
Put the other
shit,
side on?
I'm like, ah, man, what the fuck? And I wasn't even mad, because I was just like, damn, that hot shower felt so amazing.
Oh, yeah.
To sit under that shit. I'm just like, ooh. Took a little extra time in
you
that motherfucker.
For what? Like a week?
Yeah, like 4 days, 5 days, bro. Taking cold ass showers, yeah. bro. Yeah. And I'm just like, ooh.
That ain't it.
That last day taking that hot shower, I'm like, oh my God, bro. That shit there, I appreciated it so much more.
Shit, staying on the water track, our water out the hose is clean enough for us to drink. Like,
mm-hmm. And you can't drink no water out the faucet out down there.
Yeah, you'd probably die.
Yeah. So, damn. Woo!
Yeah. I guess my second tip is just, shoot, know how, like, how privileged you are. Know what you really got. When shit start going bad. Or when shit is actually really good.
Yeah.
Just know what you got.
Learned out.
That's all I got, bro.
Season 6. Direct Discussions. We appreciate y'all for continuing to listen.
Yeah.
Even on this Direct Discussions hiatus, y'all continue to listen.
Yeah, keep that number
tap
up.
In like the past month, I think we've gone up 300 listens.
Oh, yeah.
Which is big, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
We have 2.6K. Let me see something real quick before. And on Apple, which is our main platform, we have 383 five-star ratings.
Wait, what?
383 five-star ratings. Nothing below.
Did not know that.
383 five-star ratings. So we appreciate y'all that rating, reviewing. That's big to us.
Hell
bro.
Yeah.
We a five-star across the board. Five-star podcast.
Five-star athletes, nigga.
You know what I'm
I
saying?
I wasn't a five-star athlete. Fuck a five-star.
Yeah, but shit. We five-star podcasters, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Do you feel me or do you hear me? yeah, bro. Couldn't be more grateful to do this and have this opportunity. Really just even have the time for this.
Yeah.
The point of this is that we touch people and reach people's minds and keep people open-minded yeah. and affect perspectives, not your thinking. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep.
And this is Bryce.
It's Ted.
We out this motherfucker.